This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A community health center in Aurora says Medicaid cuts being considered by Republicans in Congress could have a big impact. Stride Community Health Center runs a number of clinics and serves 55,000 patients. Nearly half are covered by Medicaid, so a loss in funding would result in patients losing care and the center cutting staff and services. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow urged people gathered at a press conference to stand up.
Speak up and don't be afraid. Let's be honest, there are people who want us to be afraid so they can do what they want. I refuse to give them that power.
Medicaid covers 1.2 million Coloradans, about a fifth the state's population. Regulators have approved changes to Xcel Energy's peak rates. CPR's Ishan Takwar.
Xcel Energy is shifting its peak rate times later in the day. Starting after October 1st, Xcel can charge more for electricity between 5 to 9 p.m., except on holidays. The company currently charges more between 3 to 7 p.m. Regulators say the change will reduce energy usage and keep costs down. But in public comments, customers and advocates said the change is broadly unpopular. A follow-up meeting to start setting rates is scheduled for March. I'm Ishan Takwar, CPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court will not consider an appeal from Robert Deere, the man accused of attacking a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood clinic in 2015. Deere's attorneys asked the justices to review a lower court decision allowing Deere to be forced to take psychiatric medication. Deere has repeatedly been found incompetent to stand trial. This is CPR News at 6:06.